It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Happy Thursday to each and every one of you. Thank you for listening. You each are treasured. You're valued. You have a purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, and live with intention. Thank you to this great team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. Producer Steve, happy Thursday.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say, for sure. And in studio with me is my friend and longtime supporter, partner of the Kim Monson Show, and also America's Veteran Stories with Kim Monson, and that is Karen Levine. You know her. She's an award-winning realtor. She's the person to call to have on your side of the table, whether or not you're buying or selling a home, a new build. Karen Levine, it is great to have you here.
Great to be here on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, and you are returning from the big meeting of all the realtors last week, right? In sunny Florida, or did you make it?
No, that will actually be next week.
Oh, I thought it was last week.
No, I was there visiting family. It was delightful.
Okay,
We celebrated sister-in-law birthday and hung out at the pool.
So you missed this huge storm then, right?
Yes, that's very unusual for me that I would actually leave before the storm and come back after it was all cleaned up. So I felt very privileged.
Well, good for you. Be careful on that one.
I know.
Be careful on that one. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at Kim@KimMonson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you out there that is also contributing to support this independent voice that we have here. I so greatly appreciate you. And be sure to check out America's Veteran Stories this week. That is on KLZ 560, 100.7 FM, 3 to 4 p.m. That's on Sunday afternoon. And producer Steve, we're starting this series with started out with Colonel Bob Fisher. He's compiled these stories of 10 different Vietnam veterans. It is very, very powerful. I'd recommend that you get this book, Echoes of Our War, and get that into your Freedom Library, because the stories are super, super powerful, Steve.
Well, I don't know that you're officially making a delineation between any of the major conflicts. Like, it's not like we're leaving World War II and we kind of hop-skipped over Korea and we're going to Vietnam. That's not the point here. This book and the stories that are in it are they just grip you, especially when you know, like you and I both know and Karen knows, the upheaval of the Vietnam War and what was going on here and how these guys were treated when they came back.
And yes, it's Reflections After 50 Years. And I would recommend that each college student read this book, because I know that in universities and colleges that they're actually maybe kind of moving around with the history on that. So this is a book that you will hear from the guys who are actually there. It's really powerful, Karen, and I so appreciate you sponsoring both shows.
Well, it's a pleasure to do so, and I think what you're sharing, these stories, is very important part of our history.
Absolutely. Everybody's interested in their personal ancestry. We need to reinvigorate that interest in our American ancestry as well. And another one of my great partners for this show is Hooters Restaurants. And it is it's March Madness right now. And I normally am so up to speed on this, Steve, and I'm really not, because we've been so busy with all the issues out there. I just heard on the television before I left this morning that China is going to meet with Biden and wants to just roll back everything that Trump has done in reference to our agreements and everything with China. And we know China does not have the best interest of everyday hardworking people in mind. So I've been focused on that instead of March Madness, Steve.
Well, wait, that just tells you that there's two kinds of March Madness.
Touche.
College basketball and the
Biden administration.
Where you want to put your foot through your TV, yes.
Exactly. So if you have not put your foot through the TV and you are watching March Madness, you might want to get some of these to-go specials over at Hooters restaurants. Or if you have put your foot through the TV,
you got to go to Hooters anyway.
You got to go to Hooters, that's for sure. So they have all kinds of specials, and you want to catch these great deals before they bounce out of here. Buy 10 boneless wings and get a Big Daddy for $14.99. Buy 15 boneless wings and a 64-ounce pitcher for $20.99. And they have five locations. That is Westminster, Lone Tree, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And those specials are March 18th through April 5th. And Karen, you know, when all of us girls get together, I normally order Hooters wings in, and they are gone.
They are gone. Along with the shrimp. Those are pretty good, too.
Maybe I'll get those next time. Yeah, I haven't gotten the barbecue shrimp for a while.
Yeah, those are pretty tasty.
I think that I will do that. So, okay, let's go ahead and jump into this bill of the day. And this is, oh, no, you know what? No, let's go to the inspiration wisdom. And this is by Sir Walter Scott. He was the first baronet, Scottish historical novelist, poet, playwright, and historian. Many of his works remain classics of both English language literature and Scottish literature. Famous titles include The Lady of the Lake and the novels Waverley, Old Mortality, Rob Roy, The Heart of Midlothian, The Bride of Lammermoor, and Ivanhoe. He was born in 1771. He died in 1832. He was right out. He was right after you in school, right, Steve?
Oh, she better be careful this morning.
No, it's not going to happen. She keeps on going out on this limb, and my saw just isn't fast enough.
Okay, this is what he said, and you'll really recognize what we have at the end of the show. He said, 1 hour of life, crowded to the full with glorious action, and filled with noble risks, is worth whole years of those mean observances of paltry decorum. It's like live life to the fullest, mm-hmm. Karen.
Yeah, and you have a packed show, so we best get busy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, our bill of the day is House Bill 21-1071. It's ranked choice voting in nonpartisan elections. It is sponsored totally by Democrats. And basically, it's kind of complicated if you look at and there has been a movement to try to push this ranked choice voting. And that is, as you vote for your first choice, then your second choice, your third choice. And if your first choice doesn't go in, then they kick out the bottom and then they go in and take the second. It's very, very complicated. But ultimately, what can happen is somebody can be elected that does not have a plurality or a majority. And when you look at the players on this whole thing, it's being on the national level, it was being pushed by that radical regressive Andrew Yang. We realize that these are people, they continue, Karen, they continue to go after our elections. And this is yet another way, and this is being proposed down here at Colorado. And as we have finally figured out, Colorado is the Petri dish. The regressive activist left has figured out if, in fact, you can take four or five counties in Colorado, you can take the state, take a look at the state house, the state senate, and the governorship here right now, and then they come in. And this stuff is being pushed from a national level, but they come in, they propose it here where we're at right now. It'll very possibly could pass. And we are the Petri dish then that they want to push it out to all of the other states. HR1, which we'll be talking with Kevin Lundberg about in segments 3 and 4, really is many things that have happened here in Colorado is what Pelosi and the radical regressive activists are attempting to do with our elections on a national level. And this is yet another thing. And I would recommend there is a Time article. It says, what is ranked choice voting? And it doesn't, I mean, it explains what it is, but it does not explain the danger. But Karen, this is something that I find very dangerous for the state of Colorado. And when I was describing it, you're looking at it like, what?
Well, my first thought was it's like giving everyone a blue ribbon on the soccer team, whether they won or didn't.
And ultimately, that person could be elected into office.
Which
be, oh, Steve, what do you, you like that, don't you?
She's good.
I hear I was going to take a serious bent on this, and that's comical, yes.
Sorry.
But you already made the point that all the major sponsors are all four Dems, two representatives, two senators. And all I could think of is going back to Adam Schrager and Rob Whitworth's book, The Democrats, The Blueprint, How the Democrats Won Colorado and Why Every Republican Should Care. And then I thought, okay, segue into two other stories in Patty's package this morning about the legal activities in Georgia and Michigan regarding the election, the recent mm-hmm. election. Mm-hmm. What does the left keep telling us? We keep on saying, hey, this election, it wasn't right. And they keep saying, prove it. Well, you look at these stories from Georgia and Michigan recently, we are proving it.
Working to prove it. But the problem with this, Steve, I've been thinking a lot about this, is that they've destroyed evidence in the meantime. And so what you see is this narrative, produce the evidence, or where is the evidence? And they actually have been destroying evidence. And in Maricopa County, Arizona as well, there's things that are still in play.
Yes.
Which I don't think is going to overturn the election, because I don't think that the Supreme Court would actually do that. But we realize that there has been very interesting things happen. I'm being careful on my words there. But the fact is they've had time to destroy evidence. And that is what is very concerning to me. But
we kind of took over there. Our guest was about to say something, and we kind of...
You and I just didn't let her say a word, huh? Yeah. Karen, what do you think about this?
I'm speechless. No, like I said, I think it's scary in the fact that look at past elections, look at 4 year ago election, and you look at the fact that the majority voted for somebody, and then they told us we were all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rhetoric that we are being fed on a daily basis, which I think is scary. And how does a citizen who cares about her country, who cares about the values of America, find good, truthful, honest evidence rhetoric to know to support it? Because we're being fed so much of the other, and I think it's tough. I think it's hard on us, and that's where what you share every morning helps us to be able to navigate, hopefully, through some truth.
And that is why there is actually a bill. I think it's gone to the Kill Committee, but again, they start to float these things, and you'll see it come back. And that is tapping down our voices. Mm-hmm. It's a digital, I can't remember the name of it exactly, but anybody that has a digital platform in Colorado would need to register. Okay, that's the first shot against the
freedom.
Speech. You'd have to pay a fee. You'd have to pay a fee to actually talk. And then they actually would be monitoring whether or not it was hate speech or if you were questioning election integrity. This is absolutely terrifying what is going on here. But Karen Levine, before we go to break, because we have a really full show, it is always so great to have you here. I have seen some houses come up for sale in my neighborhood, and then the next thing I know, see, is under contract or pending. What is happening? Are we getting into the spring selling season? Is there inventory? What are you seeing?
Well, we continue to struggle with inventory. When you take a look at just basic data, let's look at the past 7 days. We've had 1,109 new listings in the Front Range.
Okay.
That's not a lot of houses.
No.
And we've had 1,436 houses go under contract. So at that pace, we're outpacing new listings coming on, and we started the year short on listings, homes to sell to begin with. So people who are in a position that are looking to do a change, have a change, make a change, it's a seller's market. They are getting top dollar, and the buyers in the marketplace are having to give up a lot of general rights, general contingencies to a contract. They're giving up the right to have an appraisal, or they are gapping that appraisal. They're making up the difference if it doesn't appraise. In an appreciating market, most of the time homes won't appraise because that's...
hasn't caught up, right?
Exactly. we have, you know, 10 to 20 to 30 buyers on one home.
Isn't that astounding?
Which is a great situation for a seller. It's not a great situation for buyers. The nice thing is that I have an armory of things to bring to the table on a buyer's behalf so that we can be successful in their pursuit for home ownership.
And that is why, really, you need somebody in this crazy market. You need you on your side of the table mm-hmm. when you are working to buy a home or also sell a home.
Right.
And also regarding these new bills, and it's public policy. We've had Randall O'Toole on many times, and you and I have been watching this. It was like peeling back the onion to see it's really been public policy that has created a lot of this.
Home shortage.
And
yes.
That is why you are on the National Board of Realtors Association, because you understand that, and private property rights, home ownership is so important. And Karen Levine, I highly recommend that people get you on their side of the table. How can people reach you?
They can reach me at 303-877-7516.
Let's go to break. When we come back, it is Eat Meat Week. And Steve, did you see, wasn't it Patty, or did you, one of you guys sent me this this meme that had a picture of Polis that said he is the beef salesman of the year, right?
It was his picture. He's not easily recognizable, but he's wearing a cowboy hat. He's wearing it backwards.
Do you think it was photoshopped?
I don't know. It's certainly possible in this day and age, but the caption that went with it, and I can't say it exactly the way it was printed, but basically this bozo has become the beef salesman of the week.
And that is because he came out and he designated March 20th, this Saturday, as Meat Out Day. And oh my gosh, our agricultural industry here in Colorado is our second largest industry. It is not a good idea to try to shut down your second largest industry, although he's been very busy trying to shut down the oil and gas industry as well. But I tell you what, Karen, on Saturday, actually almost every day, beef, it's what's for dinner. You got it. And we're going to be talking with a couple of women that are organizing events in their communities, so stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there and email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. In studio with me, helping me co-host the show, is Karen Levine. You know her, award-winning realtor and a person to have on your side of the table. You can reach her at 303-877-7516. This is a fasten your seatbelt kind of show today, Karen.
It certainly is.
And before we get over here to Michelle Vance, she is organizing an Eat Meat event. I'm calling this Eat Meat Week.
Eat Meat Week.
And meat is a really important source of protein in our diets. And I cannot believe that the governor actually signed a proclamation. Now they're saying, oh, he signs all kinds of different proclamations. It's like, oh, so you're like Biden as well. You just sign what's ever in front of you. But actually, he signed a proclamation on Meat Out Day on March 20th. And actually, it's going to be an Eat Meat Week or Eat Meat Day throughout Colorado. Before we get to that, though, Reggie Carr, my friend and founder of I'm a Trumpster, we are working to get him in front of Donald Trump. And one of the ways we'd like to do that is by each and every one of you writing a note to Donald Trump asking him to meet with Reggie. Reggie created I'm a Trumpster, where they vinyl wrapped a 45-foot bus to take into ethnic communities to start to teach and preach the conservative message, this message that economic and political freedom is much better and helps you thrive and prosper versus this Democrat message of division and destruction and dependency. Karen, you've met the guys, Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas, and what they've done, they put $100,000 of their own money. They came to Colorado, and it's really been interesting that they've really not gotten the support of the Republican establishment for this. But in order for us to preserve, conserve this American idea, we need to be teaching and preaching what this country is all about. And we've given up a lot on that. And you've met the guys.
Yeah, they're great guys. And their value system is right intact. They get it. And they really wanted to get the word out, like you said, to the ethnic communities that have been fed this rhetoric that they need government. And the reality is Reggie and Johnny are like, no, when we're independent and we're small business people and we strive for excellence and we go after what we love, we're successful and we need less government. And they want to get their story out. And it is surprising they haven't gotten some of the support where we thought they would.
Yeah. It's really been the grassroots.
Yes.
So grassroots, once again, and you want to know every day what you can do, write Donald Trump. And that address is care of Mar-a-Lago Club, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. You can actually go onto my website and click on yesterday's recap, because today's won't be up until tomorrow, and write Donald Trump a note on that to recommend that he and Reggie have a meeting. So let's jump over here. Michelle Vance is on the line. And she and her group have organized a great event. Michelle Vance, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I am well. So tell us what you are doing for March 20th.
So I belong to the Lambert County Republican Party, and we have a brand new board. And, you know, the goal is to, you know, get really good conservatives elected to our county. And even this last election, we increased our Republican votes by 10,000. We had 90,000 people vote for Donald Trump this last go around, which is kind of surprising in Lambert County, which is, you know, we have an opportunity, right? But one of the things that, you know, I think we've kind of learned something from our fellow Democrats is to raise money on outrage. And what better way? And I think right now we have a lot of things to be outraged over. And when they proclaimed, you know, the meet out day, I was sitting with our chair and I said, you know what, we got to raise some money on this. And so we have an event called Let's Meet, M-E-A-T. It's on the 20th, and it's sold out. We sold 175 tickets for this event, and we still have days before the event. We're really impressed.
Okay, and this is in Larimer County. And so, unfortunately, people cannot join you because you've certainly realize that this has hit a nerve, but good for you. And again, you said you increased the votes for Donald Trump in Larimer County by 10,000. That's a pretty big deal, because I've seen this movement to kind of take over Larimer County with many of the local elections there, Michelle.
Yeah, what's happening is I think a lot of people, you know, kind of labeled, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a racist. You know, I mean, they're really good at being that to us. And I think a lot of people are sick of being labeled and they want freedom. And what I'm seeing right now, I run a nonprofit also in my day job, and I represent business owners. And a lot of the people that own restaurants and they're entrepreneurs are like, wait a minute, my freedoms are being taken away. And why are you doing this to me? I went into business. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm trying to feed my family. And you're telling me I can't do business. We have people walk in our meetings every week to say, wait a minute, I want to join you. I can't do this anymore. This is crushing my livelihood.
You know, Michelle, it's so interesting that you would say that, because the veil is off. We've gotten clarity to what has been percolating underneath the surface here. And people are real. And I mean, I'm talking to people across the spectrum. They're like, economically, my own personal economy did pretty darn well under Donald Trump. And as I drive in, I see that just prices at the gas pump have gone up almost 40%. That hurts the working poor the most, the people that need to get to jobs. And so, Michelle Vance, good for the work that you're doing. And just circling back, oh, I hate to say that. Sorry about that. Uh-huh. But with Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas, they they grew up in households born black Democrat. And it wasn't until they saw intellectual property and Donald Trump trying to protect that, that they realized that that was, that they were Trump supporters. And that is why they're moving into, they want to go into ethnic communities and also produce music videos and music for our youth, which is across the spectrum, to encourage and teach and preach this conservative message. And Reggie has said to me, he said, they say that conservatives and Republicans are racist. He said, I've gone to all kinds of meetings with them, and that is not the case. Michelle Vance, I so congratulate you on the work that you're doing up there in Larimer County. Keep it up.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And let's move over to Lloyd Jones. She is another woman that has stepped forward with her group to push back on this meet out day. Lloyd Jones, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am good. And tell us what's going on. What are you doing on March 20th?
So we have a few things. We are doing a downtown event where we have probably 8 to 10 vendors, and we also part of the Cattlewomen here, Moffat County Cattlewomen. We have eight booths about ourselves as well that we're going to hand out Ag Facts beef recipes. We had about $300 worth of beef sticks donated by this community. We have like 125 pounds of beef we're going to give away that day in total, if not a little more, a little lamb, a little pork as well. It has been amazing to me how many people have come forward that I didn't really know were related to ag or appreciated ag, essentially, that were like, oh yeah, my great-great-grandparents homestead in 1913 here, and they were cattle people, and we want to help. And I'm like, oh, I thought you were my tax guy. And so it's been really cool to see. He really kind of hit a nerve in this community, and we have had like a great response. So we'll have a big barbecue downtown. Like 250 patties have been bought by some of our producers for the FFA to grill up and have a big meal for just donations. And then we've gone around to like all of our restaurants, and anybody that's doing a meat special, we're going to collect their names of people that eat out that day, and then we'll have like an ultimate beef giveaway, a big cooler of meat that's been donated for that. And so it's just been really cool to see how many producers will give up meat just to, for the sake of like letting people know that they have it and that they're here and they're here to stay. And it's just been really cool.
Well, great. And downtown, where at exactly, Loy?
So it's Alice Pleasant Park, downtown Craig. And we're going to have, booths set up along Highway 13, Yampa Avenue, clear to about West Victory Way, which is Highway 40. And, we'll have some music out there and lots of booths. Yeah, we should have plenty of meat.
Well, that is great. And what's the time on that, Loy?
11 to 1.
Now, how can people get more information about that?
We have a Moffat County beef page, and then City, of course we have to. We haven't had a lot of response on that, and then when this happened, we have been flooded with comments and care from our community as well. It's just been kind of cool. They can get on there. We've been putting out things on that and on our Instagram, our Cattlewomen's Instagram page as well. And then we do have the Downtown Business Association in Craig. They've been really good about sharing the information. Really anyone, you can ask anyone in Craig and they pretty much know about it.
That is awesome. Lloyd Jones, thank you so much for joining us. And you know what I'm seeing is, Lloyd, this is really bringing communities together. And I so appreciate Colorado's agricultural industry. And one of our guests earlier in this week said, when this whole COVID-19 thing happened, the two things that really whacked people out is they went to the store and there was no toilet paper and there was no meat in the counter. And that all of a sudden we realize we appreciate our agricultural industry. And it doesn't just show up. It's because of people like you, Loy, that to go out and raise these animals and raise these crops so that we as Americans, we've taken it for granted that our grocery stores are full. And when we go there, we have so many different choices. So I thank you, Lloyd Jones, so much for what you do.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay, let's jump over here. Jason McBride, I bet Melissa's figured out what's on the menu for Saturday, right?
It's probably beef. Now, she's out of town, So I might be having to do the one doing the cooking, but I promise it'll be beef.
It'll be beef. So, Jason, I have so enjoyed having all of these folks from our agricultural communities this week, just and highlighting them. So when Polis did this regarding this meat out edict that he put out, it has really brought communities together, and it's allowed us to talk about how fortunate we are to have full shelves at our grocery store. We are blessed people, Jason McBride.
Well, again, I'd always rather live in the United States on our worst day than anywhere else on their best day, and generally full shelves at the grocery store are one of those reasons. We are pretty spoiled.
We are spoiled, and it is worth engaging in this battle of ideas, which I appreciate. Karen Levine's in studio, Jason McBride, all of you great partners for making sure our independent voice is on the air, and then also the contributors that contribute as well. What are you seeing in the markets this week?
Well, they've generally been moving up a little bit, although be it a little slowly. But yesterday, the markets were down for most of the day until Jerome Powell spoke and seemed to indicate that he felt like interest rates would stay low for a while yet. He didn't say enough about inflation to spook the market, so once he had spoken, we did see some strength. So, again, after spending most of the day down, Kim, the NASDAQ ended up about 53 yesterday. The Dow had a decent day as well, up 189. And it's kind of interesting the way the markets have reversed roles now. You've got the Dow that is pushing to new highs nearly every day, while the NASDAQ is now playing catch-up a little bit, trying to regain its old highs after a small correction.
Well, and there are things out there where people need to sit down with you that want to participate in the market, want to hedge their bets, want to sit down and really look where they are with their own personal economies, and you are the person to do that. How can people reach you, Jason McBride?
Well, the best way, Kim, I think, is the old school way. Just give us a call, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600.
Jason, thank you so much, and we will talk to you tomorrow. That is Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management. And Karen Levine, I know you are really realize how important this next conversation is that we're going to be having with Kevin Lundberg regarding this House Resolution 1, H.R. 1, that would just totally change our elections. And I know it's going to be a really important conversation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to share.
So let's go to break. We'll be right back with Kevin Lundberg.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are supporting the show as well through your contributions. Keeping our independent voice out there is very, very important. And another important independent voice out there is former State Senator Kevin Lundberg. And be sure and sign up for his Lundberg Report. It comes out once a week, and he really goes through many of the issues both in the state of Colorado and on the national level that you need to have on your radar. And Kevin Lundberg, welcome to the show.
Well, Kim, thank you for having me on.
And we're going to talk about H.R. 1, this big voting, I call it your vote, diluting and nullifying your vote act. How's that? Tell us about, tell us about it.
It's one way to put it. Colorado actually has most of what it requires already in place, and a lot of that was put in place back in 2013 with H.R. 1303. And I called that one the Voter Fraud Act. So I think we're on the same page.
It's not funny, but...
I went down to the mic and I said, this is the Voter Fraud Act because this will allow the crooks to cheat. It just opens the door. And then in 2020, of course, we've seen a lot of these things were recklessly put in the swing states, and then we see the result from that. But let me go through some of the particulars of it just to start off with. It wasn't just back in 2013 that Colorado put this in place, but here are some of the highlights. H.R. 1, which the U.S. House of Representatives has already passed, and so it's theoretically sent over the Senate now, it would set up redistricting commissions for congressional districts. Well, guess what? Colorado did that, and that's what is going to happen this year already.
Kevin, just a quick note on that.
Yeah.
That was Amendments Y and Z. And when I did my voter's guide, and we had Republicans that were all over supporting this as well, and I looked at this, and I was sitting in a meeting, and on our voter's guide, what I do is I go through and I read the actual ballot language, and then I look at it from what I think is a constitutional perspective, as well as then what's best for everyday hardworking people, which that always seems to match up with the Constitution. And I looked at this and I'm like, this is dumb, because basically it takes away, there is no elected representative involved in this redistricting whatsoever. And last I checked is we are a representative government. And so I came out against it, but I want to make a point. There were Republicans that were all over this as well. And then when I looked at H.R. 1 and saw that they have these redistricting commissions, I'm like, aha. So continue on. I didn't want to say I told you so, but I'm saying I told you so.
No, you're quite correct. And we could spend, as a matter of fact, we probably ought to at some time before these commissions really kick in, because there are two commissions in Colorado, one for the federal congressional office districts and the other for the state legislative districts. And a little footnote, I went back to the records because I agree with you, and I could go into a lot of detail as to why I think it's a bad idea, but according to the records, I voted for it. I'm just scratching my head on that one, trying to figure that out, because it sure isn't my recollection. But if you go back to the to the journal, that's what they say. A whole other subject that would
that
really
is.
Make some fascinating discussion, too. But let me continue on H.R. 1. So that's one thing, which, by the way, it doesn't make it nonpartisan. What it does is it buries the politics in underneath the covers, so nobody can really see it. Again, we ought to spend some time on that another point. Institutionalizing permanently the mail-in ballot irregularities that we just went through in 2020. What that means is it's going to require a free-for-all in mail-in ballots across the country. Now, in Colorado, we're only mail-in ballots, which is the worst idea. But what really blew up in Pennsylvania and some of these other states is they just made it so open-ended that virtually anyone could get a mail-in ballot. And anyway, they're going to copy Colorado's system pretty close there as well. Another one is enfranchising felons, which means allow people who have committed a felony to vote. Well, Colorado law actually allows you to vote after after you've paid for your crime by doing your time. But then here in Colorado, they said, but if you're on parole, you can vote as well. And that's kind of a joke, because of how they set up. But that's another big thing that they're going to force on every state, because most states say if you've committed a felony, or many states, you cannot vote. You've lost your privilege to vote. And another one is the requirement for a photo ID to vote. A lot of states have put that in place, and that makes perfect sense. But in Colorado, they've made so many exceptions to all of that that it doesn't exist. Well, they're going to force that on all 50 states. Mm. Now, those are some of the particulars. Oh, yeah, here's another one that we haven't put in place that they're putting into here, and that is that they are changing the campaign finance rules and laws, and basically they're going to publicly fund to a great degree all of the congressional elections. And actually, okay, I'll go back in ancient history. Colorado actually had public financing for elections about 120 years ago. And the only evidence I can find, because I ran across it in the old laws, crazy legislator reading old laws, the old journals, they put it in place for about two election cycles, and then they got rid of it, because apparently it didn't work. Well, anyway, they want to put that in at the federal level, and they essentially want to normalize everything that was the problems for the 2020 election. And so the processes are wrong, but here's the biggest problem. They're federalizing elections. They are just taking over the election process in all 50 states. And some of this is blatantly unconstitutional. Some of it, unfortunately, is a bad idea, but does meet the constitutional muster as to what Congress can do. So that's kind of the short answer on all of the particulars for H.R. 1.
Now, my understanding, Kevin, is that as you might read the Constitution, you could say, okay, this is constitutional, but actually the intent of when the Constitution was written, it seems that we have seen this dismantling of the Constitution, where the founders had put something right into the Constitution to alleviate a potential problem down there. And what we've seen with the radical regressive activists is they've taken these things that the founders did not mean it to be used for, and they are running a truck through it right now. And ultimately, it's for power.
Yeah. It is a huge power grab, and it's also, I think, an indictment of what we do here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. If you think, so many election officials in Colorado want to run around and say, "Well, we've got the quote gold standard." Right. Well, H.R. 1 is trying to put all of those standards and requirements into federal law, and anybody who really knows how people can cheat in the process are hitting the panic button, because they're just, you talk about a truck driving through. Well, that's what this is. This sets up the system. Now, there are a couple of other elements we're going to have to discuss before we're done with this.
Okay, let's go to break on that, Kevin. Yeah. Let's go to break and keep that as our cliffhanger, and we'll come back with former State Senator Kevin Lundberg. He is the author of the Lundberg Report, which you want to sign up for. Let's quickly go to break. Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, is in studio with me. But before we do that, though, another great sponsor is Castlegate Knife and Tool, and knives have been around since the Stone Age. For good reason. They're functional, they're durable, they're versatile, and they're an essential part of the All-American Toolkit. So whether or not you're a hunter, an angler, an outdoorsman, a chef, or a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place to go. You can get that favorite knife that you go to when you're wanting to make sure that you do the job well. Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place to go. So check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Karen Levine and Kevin Lundberg.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I have not heard that ad. My gosh, Karen Levine, that's hysterical.
That was quite humorous.
That was amazing. So during break, you had a quick little comment. What was your thoughts?
Well, as Kevin was going over this lovely House Bill 1, I guess my comment was, I thought government was supposed to be local.
Well, yeah.
As we let Big Brother mandate more and more of what our day-to-day living looks like, I hope people hear that their freedom is just being taken away.
That's why we're involved in this battle of ideas, Karen.
Yeah, and that ad exemplified that.
Kind of.
Yeah, well, I was like, freedom? Well, not really.
Yeah. So, hey, Kevin, you before we get out of this show, it always goes so quickly when you're on because you bring such important information. You said there's a couple of other things we need to make sure that we, I never say highlight anymore, that we low light, okay?
Well, right. And actually, I should also say that I went through some of the particulars, but there are literally dozens of problems with this bill. One I didn't mention that I think is another glaring issue is it will require states to accept ballots up to 10 days after the election. Now, they say if it's postmarked by the election, but we've seen examples in 2020 where some folks in the post office started backdating their postmarks. So, you know, another one of those issues. However, now the question is, can this become law? Well, it's passed the House, so there's no question the Democrats are fully behind this. They want this to become law. And then it's over in the Senate. Well, it's by the standard Senate rules, this cannot be considered unless 60 senators say, let's vote on it. However, they've got a little process called reconciliation where they'll allow a simple majority to consider any tax revenue issue. Now, that doesn't appear to qualify here also. However, there is another provision, and that is the parliamentarian is who rules whether it can be in reconciliation mode or not. But the president of the Senate can overrule the parliamentarian if she so chooses. And that would be none other than the vice president, Kamala Harris. So there is a strong possibility that she could do that. And then the question is, will all 50 Democrat senators follow that ruling and then go ahead and vote for it? And that's where we don't know. So you can't rest on the assurance that, well, this is just dead on arrival at the Senate because of the cloture rule. No, not necessarily so on this. And if they do that, then they'll blow right past that for the Equality Act. They'll blow right past that for, you know, they want to establish new states like the District of Columbia, you know, which is blatantly unconstitutional. But what do they care about that? So. Now, just to put a cherry on top of this very bad pie I'm making here for you, is if this becomes law, the elections in the future, that means 2022, 2024, 2026, et cetera, will all be in jeopardy. Finally, I'll give you this final, well, maybe this could be the scenario. Let's assume that they do pass it and that it does become federal law. And, of course, Biden will sign it. The states still have to play ball. The states, because so much of this requires implementation, you know, federal government says you got to do this, and they'll you know, they'll say, or we won't send you any federal money or something like that. But I believe the states need to slow walk this one a long time, and that has happened. There have been several examples where states have said, no, we don't think federal law is appropriate. We're going to go a different road. Actually, the biggest example was Colorado, again, on kind of an opposite side issue, which is the marijuana thing. You know, Colorado mm-hmm. defied federal law for many, many years by legalizing marijuana. Well, there are other examples, too. The Real ID Act, a lot of states went slow on that, or lowering the blood alcohol limit for intoxication from 0.1 to 0.08. Some of these things took decades to pass. That's the only backstop I can see that can possibly put the brakes on this for some states. But any state that goes ahead and buys it, you can say goodbye to any credibility to their elections in the future forever.
Kevin Lundberg. Now, it's the Democrats, the radical activist Democrats, that are trying to push this forward because they realize that they don't have good ideas. They can't put forth their policies and actually have everyday people kick the tires on the policies and say, no, I don't think I'll vote for that person because that isn't good for our country. That isn't good for my family. That isn't good for us. So they don't want people to be able to kick the tires on the ideas. They want to just force their candidates basically into office without free and fair elections. And so whether or not you are a Blue Dog Democrat, a Libertarian, an Independent, a Republican, a Conservative, you have to say, this is not the country that I want to live in. And the veil is off. That is one thing that I am so grateful for, is the clarity that we're seeing to these issues. And this is absolutely terrifying. Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, remember, was it early January, whatever, he said, oh, I would never really consider getting rid of the filibuster. Okay, so we're, what, 2 months later? He's like, oh, maybe I will get rid of the filibuster and vote for this thing. This is not who Americans are. People of character need to be in office. And if H.R. 1 passes, we don't have hardly any shot of people of character being in office. What's your thoughts on that, Kevin?
Right. Well, you're right. You're right. I mean, and I don't disagree. And unfortunately, it stretches everywhere because if they blow this up on H.R. 1, they're for sure going to move down the road on packing the courts as well. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is their big play for permanent power. Right now we're trying the political process, and I hope and literally pray that we will not be forced to go any other direction, because they are playing for all the marbles. And this is serious stuff. And here in Colorado, we're a bit helpless, because with Bennett and Hickenlooper as our senators, they're good lapdogs for the radical left. Both of them kind of claim to be sort of moderates, but if you watch their voting pattern, I mean, there's no question they're going to support all this. No, nobody writes any stories. What's Hickenlooper going to do? Well, we know what he's going to do. He's just going to follow, Pelosi's lead and Schumer's lead, and I'm not going to say Biden's lead, because I don't think he's leading, but Harris' lead. I'm sorry for being such a downer so early in the morning here, but those are the facts of the matter. And I'll put some more stuff on this in the Lundberg report this coming Saturday when I publish. And by the way, for the Lundberg Report, I now put it on the website directly, kevinlundberg.com, and just send out email reminders, because I don't even, I got burned by the email servers who will pull the plug and won't send it out. So we just put it up there so you can find it anytime, but we still want to tell you that it's coming every time.
And what is that website, Kevin?
Pretty simple. KevinLundberg.com.
Kevin Lundberg, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And this H.R. 1, we've got our eyes on it. And it would be very bad if, in fact, the Democrats pulled their shenanigans and got this passed. Kevin Lundberg, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's always a pleasure to be with you, even though we have very unpleasurable things to discuss far too often.
Yes, but we want to keep people looking at this, and we look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And if you have to use force, it's probably not a good idea. Karen Levine, it's always so great to have you in studio as well.
It's always a delight, and I always learn something.
That's what we hope. That's for sure. And I just want to make a note. If it was Republicans and conservatives trying to do these shenanigans, I would not be for it. This is not the country that we have. So Sir Walter Scott, you've all heard this before. He says, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." I thought that was pretty good for HR1. My friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals and, like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you're not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry.